In Florida, minimum wage workers have been given a raise. 3 months ago, the state mandated a $1 increase to $6.15 an hour. It also increased the minimum wage for workers who work for tips. That went up to $3.15 an hour. Christopher Elliott sent this report from Winter Springs, Florida.
It's opening time at Tuscany's, an Italian restaurant in Winter Springs. Cooks are rolling pizza dough and preparing sauces. Diane Earhart, who saw her salary increase by $40 a week in May, was polishing a window before the dinner crowd arrived. Restaurant servers like Earhart can't earn a living off their salary. They depend on tips. But even a $40 raise helps.
It gives me more money. It's just nice. It's nice to know that there's an extra dollar there because you work hard for it in this business. It definitely shows, especially at the grocery store.
Before the raise, a full-time restaurant worker like Earhart earned about $86 a week as a base salary. Now, that same server would earn about $126 a week. It's only a third of a typical restaurant server's total pay, if that. Tips can account for roughly $350 a week, sometimes more. But for Earhart, a raise, even a small one, is welcome. With three kids to support, she's seen her expenses rise lately.
Cost of living's gone up over across the board in everything. Everything, insurance, groceries, clothes, utilities, gas. Gas is astronomical. It kind of consolidate your errands now. Do I really have to go out?
And restaurant patrons haven't been so quick to incorporate higher expenses into their gratuities. Given the economics of this job, servers have found themselves increasingly dependent on tips, says part-time server Sharon Brown Koken.
The gratuities is what we are working harder for, because that is paying our bills. The $120 after the taxes and all of this is not going to pay me my rent.
Historically, Florida has had more low-wage workers than other states, according to a recent study by Florida International University. The estimates range from about 100,000 workers to as high as 300,000 workers. Because of the state's tourism industry, Greg Schell, an attorney with the Migrant Farmworker Justice Project, says most of those workers are like Koken and Earhart.
The group that's most affected are tipped workers, workers who receive tips as part of their pay. And under federal law, they had to be paid $2.15 an hour, and it went up a dollar an hour as their base, and then they get the tips on top of that. And that would affect virtually every restaurant in the state, and I suspect that that's where the bigger problems are.
Schell is tracking compliance with the new law, and he says a vast majority of Florida's employers have fallen in line. But those opposed to the across-the-board wage increase warn that the trouble is just getting started.
Higher prices, fewer jobs for Floridians.
That's David Daniel, a spokesman for the Florida Chamber of Commerce, one of the groups that lobbied against the wage hike. He says the dollar raise hasn't put anyone out of business yet, although it has hit restaurant owners the hardest. But with future raises pegged to the Consumer Price Index, it's possible that employers could pay a minimum wage as high as $10 an hour by 2010.
We don't dispute that Floridians need to make a wage that allow them to live their lives. The dispute is really how you get there. We really think that the best approach is sustained economic development, which will create more jobs.
Employers like Eddie Derona, who owns Tuscany's, says the raise has been good for his employees' morale, but not necessarily for his bottom line.
Businesses are not making a lot of money because people are thinking you own a business and you're really becoming rich. But you have to watch every dime, every nickel, you know what I mean, to survive.
Derona hasn't had to lay off any of his employees, but he has been cutting back on some of their hours in order to save money. With fall just around the corner, Derona hopes things will pick up again. That is, until the next state-required raise takes effect. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Elliott in Winter Springs, Florida.